I'm going to preach to you from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. And it's not something that you have not heard before. Amen. This verse, but maybe the way I preach it, you've never heard it. And I believe it is entirely in its context, even though it's different probably than what maybe you've heard it preached. Maybe you have preached it before this way, Brother David and some of you preachers. But it was new and fresh to me. And I want the Lord to help us here, amen, in this service tonight. Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 16th verse. And I'm going to preach, and then I'm going to turn this over to Brother David, baptize our brother here tonight, amen. But I felt like I needed to preach, amen, to our folks who've been gone. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. Would you stretch your hands this way? Ask the Lord to help us here tonight. Father, we come to you. We know, Lord, that we are a needy people. Once again, I stand before you, Lord. My friends have come tonight in their need of bread. And I've come to knock on your door saying, lend me 3 loaves, Lord. Help me to feed these people. Many different needs, many different battles, many different battle fronts tonight. But I pray, Lord, that you would anoint us and help us. Lord, those that might hear the tape, that it would be anointed as they listen. I pray, Lord, that you would stand beside us and help us. Preach to this people that you've given to us to shepherd. Let them feel the compassion from our heart. We'll give you praise and glory for everything that is done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. I wanted a fancy title, but I can't get titles anymore. But I want to preach on, if the Lord would help me, I'd like to preach about the shield of faith. Amen. The shield of faith. Glory to God. A shield, amen, you know, it was something that they say was made out of something like rhinoceros skin or crocodile skin. And this shield here. Brother Bruce, I'm a little loud here. I know that. And Brother Bruce has got more patience than Job dealing with me. Y'all know that? Hallelujah. But we'll get it right maybe someday. Hallelujah. That sounds better, Brother Bruce. Amen. I like to hear myself, but sometimes you can hear yourself too much. Hallelujah. But I like hearing myself as I try to preach. Amen. But and the shield was a weapon of defense. It was not like the helmet of salvation or the breastplate of righteousness. Or the feet that was shod with the preparation of the gospel, or the loins that was girt about with the truth. But this shield was able to be handed, amen, handled by their hand. And as they would handle this shield, Paul was trying to portray to them that with this shield you would be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. That word all, when we think of all, what does all mean? It means all. Everyone. Hallelujah. Paul here is saying that it would be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. A shield also means to shield, means to hedge about, to protect, or to defend. Formerly, its meaning was this. A stone that was used for the closing of the entrance of a cave. That's why David said in Psalms 119, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Solomon, writing in Proverbs 30, said every word of God is pure, and he is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Amen. The psalmist said that he is our shield and he is the lifter up of our head. We read it through the book of the Psalms, many references to the shield. God being our shield. But here in Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now I wonder, was the apostle in this text even suggesting that his faith was an all-sufficient shield? No matter what came his way, his faith caused him to conquer. Well, certainly it did. But did Saul's faith keep him from trouble? Did it keep him from adversity? Did it keep him from sickness? Did it keep him from a thorn? Did it keep him from those that buffeted him? Even certainly, what was the apostle meaning here? Was he saying that his life was protected like a garden that has a wall around about it? It's full of sweet and pleasant things, and it's secured against the marauders, amen, the robbers and the beast of the field. Was he saying that because I have a shield of faith, I'll never have any trouble, I'll never suffer any hardship, I'll never have anything go against me, I will always live in ease and comfort? Was that what the apostle, was that what he was saying? I think many times as we read this verse, amen, subconsciously, we have heard it preached that way for so much. We think that if we have faith and we have the shield of faith, there'll never be any trouble. We'll never get in a financial bind. We'll never go through a sickness. We'll never go through a catastrophe. I'm trying to preach to you. If the Lord will help me. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me. We are living in a day and a society and a church world that wants a faith that shields us from adversity. We want a faith that shields us from any circumstances that are unpleasant. Amen. We want a faith that always gives us smooth sailing. Come on now. We don't want anything to ruffle our feathers. We always want to tiptoe through the tulips. I wonder tonight, what was the apostle saying when he said, amen, above all, taking the shield of faith, that ye might be able to quench, to extinguish all the fiery darts of the wicked. Was Paul exempt from difficulty? Was he exempt from opposition? Was he exempt from storms? When we look at his environment, when we look at his circumstances, he tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, the same writer that said, above all, taking the shield of faith, that ye might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. He said in 2 Corinthians 11, he said he was in prisons more often. Amen. Come on now. He said of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Once was I stoned. Thrice I have suffered shipwreck. A day and a night have I been in the deep. In journeyings often. In the perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils of my own countrymen. In perils of the heathen. In perils of the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In peril among false brethren. In weariness. In pain. In watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, in fastings oft, in cold and nakedness. He says all these things have happened unto him, yet he speaks about a shield of faith that is able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Oh, you're not with me, are you? Amen. I'm preaching about a man that knew what it was to be exalted. He knew what it was to be abased. He knew what it was to go hungry. He knew what it was to abound. Are you hearing me? But when we look at his environment, it sounds like trouble to me. 5 times. He was scourged with 39 stripes. I'm telling you, Jesus was the greatest preacher. Amen. But if I was to choose between Peter and Paul, amen, I would say that Paul probably, no doubt, was the greatest preacher. Amen. For you and I, because Peter was the minister to the Jew. Amen. But Paul was the apostle to the Gentile. Come on now. Every Jew didn't like what he had to say. But here this man speaks about in Ephesians, the true soldier of the cross. He stood about 4'11", probably had bad eyesight. Amen. But preached like a volcano. Are you hearing me here tonight? Look at his bodily infirmities. He said, the same man that said, taking the shield of faith, that you can quench all the fiery darts. I'm driving that home. His bodily infirmities. But the same man said, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. Where was the shield? You mean a thorn got by the shield and got in your flesh? You mean that's the messenger of Satan? Amen. Got by your shield to buffet you? Where was the shield? Some say the thorn was a contentious wife. I don't necessarily believe that. Amen. Some say that his thorn was bad eyesight. It was an affliction of his eyes. Amen. And he could not see very well. Others say that his thorn, amen, was a malarial fever that many times brought the apostle to a state of his exhaustion and collapse. Literally wore out to where he could take no more. Yet through it all, amen, these things, amen, where is the shield? You mean you have a thorn? You mean you were stoned? You mean you were shipwrecked? You mean you were in perils of robbers? Yet you can say under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, above all, take the shield of faith. Oh, if y'all don't have church, I'm going to have it all by myself here tonight. Hallelujah. He not only, amen, we look at his environment, we look at his bodily infirmities, amen, then look at his repeated failures. We hear the wail of sadness, the sob of sadness in his writings, over ruined hopes of little churches he started and planted, disciples who deserted him. He said, are ye so soon fallen away? To the Galatians, he said, at one time you would have given me your eyes, but now I'm your enemy because I've told you the truth. I hear that there's strife among you. I hear there's uncleanness among you. Demas hath forsaken me. Amen. Loving this present world. So it is, we hear wail after wail, sob after sob. We read of failure after failure, defeat piled upon defeat. But yet this lone-hearted, lion-hearted prophet, the apostle of the Gentiles, he did not waver. Amen. They could lay his back open with a cat of nine tails, but he'd keep on preaching. Come on now. He would be shipwrecked, come upon an island, a poisonous viper. Amen. Lay hold of him. He'd shake it in the fire. Amen. I'm telling you, he was unstoppable. Amen. He had faith, but it did not stop him, amen, from having bodily, outward circumstances that went ill with him. Oh, come on here. So, was he declaring, Brother David, when he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, that ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the heathen, was he declaring that he had a protected life, that he would never suffer defeat, that he would never suffer a hardship, that he would never suffer a failure? No, no, no. I know what R.W. Shambach says, you have no trouble. Amen. Only have faith in God. But I want to tell you, that's exactly the opposite. I'm telling you, if you have faith in God, you're going to have trouble. Come on now. The devil knows you stand by faith. He knows you live by faith. He knows you walk by faith. He knows you are justified by faith. He knows you are sanctified by faith. He knows you're kept by faith. Amen. And the one thing he wants to do to get your faith, amen, is send enough trouble to you. Amen. That you'll throw in the towel. Amen. And say, I can't stand anymore. Oh, I need to preach to you. Listen to me. I believe it's perfectly clear. Amen. That the shield of faith did not guard the apostle from the agony of defeat. Amen. I hate to have somebody leave me. Amen. I don't care if they cause me trouble. Amen. The folks that have left this church, you might not have known it. Amen. But inwardly, it tore me up. Amen. I wrestled within myself. I failed. I could have done this. Maybe I should have done that. Amen. That's what the apostle was saying when he said, Demas hath forsaken me. He didn't say it with joy. It broke his heart. Oh, I need to preach to you. But I want to tell you, you'll never experience the thrill of victory. Amen. Until you learn to bear the agony of defeat. Amen. When all the props have been knocked out from under you. Amen. Come on now. When he's knocked you off your pedestal and left you in the ashes. Amen. Come on now. I'm telling you, my friend, listen to this man whose life was crippled with infirmity. It was clouded with defeat. We've looked at his environment. We've looked at his bodily infirmities. We have looked at his external defeat. And to the natural eye, Brother Tony Nolan, amen, this man seems to be a loser. But yet he writes here, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness upon you, the helmet of salvation, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and above all, amen, taking the shield of faith. What are you telling me, Paul? You've been in the deep, a night and a day. You've been stoned. You've been shipwrecked. What are you trying to tell me? I'm telling you, when we speak of life and all of its raw deals and all of its bitter trials, amen, come on, that's all we see is life. But I want to tell you, when the Apostle Paul said, nothing shall be able to separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. He said, principalities and powers, even the rulers of the darkness. Come on now, all types of things he named, famine and pestilence. They're in Romans chapter number 8. Amen. Come on now. But when he was speaking of life, he wasn't speaking about tiptoeing through the tulips and sailing smoothly over the Sea of Galilee. When he spoke of life, he was talking about the life of the inner man. He was talking about the life of the soul. When he spoke of the shield of faith, amen, he spoke of a protection, amen, which defended the innermost part of his life from foul and destructive behavior. He said, I can't stop them from throwing stones. I can't stop them from putting me in jail. I can't stop them from, amen, this, that, and the other. But there's one thing I can stop them from. They can't get my faith. Amen. They might black my eyes. They might scourge my back. Hallelujah. But I'm going to stand. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. They may put my eyes out. They may put me in fetters. But they can't take my faith. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm trying to preach to you? Amen. You might not know. That's not good English. You may not know
Hallelujah. You may not know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My wife's been giving me, she's been telling me, you know, what she's learning, teaching the girls, and they're like in the second and third grade, and I am butchering English. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to try to do better. You may not know. Now I forgot my thought. Hallelujah. Got my English right, but I forgot my thought. You may not know where your next meal's coming from. You may not know, amen, how you're going to pay your next bill. You may not know if you'll ever receive your healing. You may not know, amen, what the future holds. But I'm telling you, you can't let the devil take your faith above all. Take the shield of faith, and no matter what buffets you from without, say, Lord, I need to be protected from within. Keep my spirit sanctified. Keep my victory. Let me trust in the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. I'd like to preach to these young boys. Amen. But I felt like I needed to preach this tonight. Listen, this is where Paul outstrips us. This is where Paul outweighs us. This is where the great apostle outruns us. Our emphasis on this passage is just the opposite. We seek our shields in the realm in which we live. It's all about our body. We want a shield against sorrow. We want a shield against adversity. We don't want the birds to quit singing, the sun to quit shining. We don't like darkness. We don't like the place of squeeze. Amen. We want a shield against pain. We don't want the pricks and the goads of piercing circumstances. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is we want a shield that makes us comfortable. And when the shield of faith, amen, doesn't protect us in the bodily realm, we are stunned and we are confused. We are ready to throw in the towel. But I want to tell you, until we get to glory, we are going to be buffeted. Brother Bruce, until you get to glory, it could be you'll battle Crohn's disease all the way there. Hallelujah. But he doesn't. You don't have to let the devil get your faith. Are you hearing me? Amen. You can quench every fiery suggestion, amen, of the devil, and say, if he doesn't choose to heal me on this side of the Jordan, on the other side, I'm going to be shouting. On the other side, I'm going to be healed. On the other side. Somebody shout amen. I'm preaching to you tonight about the shield of faith. I'm trying to preach to you. Now listen to me. I'll never preach this like I'm preaching it tonight ever again. Because tonight, I'm preaching my heart. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Outwardly, it's well after well, defeat after defeat, failure after failure. But I come to tell the devil, you might have knocked me down sometimes, but you ain't going to knock me out. And I'm going to take up the shield of faith, and I'm going to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. No, they might put me in the hospital tomorrow, Brother Tony, and I might be like Brother James Martin, be diagnosed with MS. Come on now. But don't ever doubt the sovereignty and the providence of God. He's the judge of all the earth and He judges right. Amen. Come on now. I won't tell you something about James Martin. I don't know him very well, but I've been in prayer meeting with him. And he is probably one of the most praying men in America. You just pray with him if you don't think so. But yet he's got trouble. But I want to tell the devil, you might rack his body, but you're not going to get his faith. Amen. You might have put Nettie Jean Teets in a bed and cross it, and she'd love to be in church. Amen. And she's not able to come. Amen. But whatever you do, Sister Nettie Jean, don't let him have your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand strong. Put your confidence and your hope in the Lord. Amen. With whatever comes, whatever goes, amen, you can't take my faith.
That's the kind of man the Apostle Paul was. But you know, we are a very saved and satisfied generation. We like it cozy and we like it comfortable. And we expect our faith to protect us from any things in the outer bodily realm. But right here is where that false emphasis leads us astray. We live in circumstances, and we want our circumstances to shield us and make us comfortable. But this is where Paul outruns us. Paul lived in character, and he wanted his shield to make him holy. Are y'all getting that? It wasn't what he could lay his hands on, Brother Nolan, what he was interested in. It wasn't having the applaudance of the Sanhedrin. He wanted to be a holy man. Come on now. I hope you're getting what I'm telling you. He didn't seek a shield to keep off ill circumstances from his life. He was a brave man. He was a courageous man. He was a man of valor. He sought a shield within that when he had ill circumstances and things went against him, he sought a shield that would keep his spirit right. Would you lift your hands? Oh, hallelujah. I feel like I'm losing it, but amen. It don't matter. It might get a little lower, but that don't mean God ain't through speaking. You see, Paul wanted a shield, not against failure. Failure may come and failure might not have come. But he wanted a shield within that would shield him against defeatism. That if he was to fail, and that Demas was to forsake him, and the churches were to get unholy, and there was to be strife among them, and they would turn against him, he wanted a shield that in the midst of failure, come on here, that he would not be defeated, but he would want to try again. Paul wanted a shield not against injury. Injury might come and it might not come, but he wanted a shield within, amen, that would guard him against that deadly offspring of revenge and retaliation. Paul, amen, wanted a shield not against pain. Pain might come and pain might not come, but he wanted a shield against the murmuring that sometimes is born. Amen. When we are going through times of pain and times of great difficulty, Paul wanted his shield not against disappointment, but he wanted that shield. Amen. Within, are you getting what I'm telling you? He didn't care about what come against him. They could stone him, they could beat him, they could scourge him. He wasn't worried about that, but he wanted to be shielded within. He didn't want anything to take his faith. Disappointment may come, it might not come, but he wanted a shield that would keep him from growing bitter. Amen. Against the disappointments of life. He didn't want a shield not against difficulty. Amen. But he wanted a shield that the difficulties would not make him a coward and make him fearful. Amen. Come on now. He wanted a shield not against success, but he wanted a shield against the pride and the self-conceit. Amen. That success might bring. He did not want a shield against wealth. It may come and it might not come. But he wanted to shield himself against the spirit of materialism. What he wanted. He wanted a amen, a shield within his inner man. Amen. That no matter what came, he'd keep his spirit clean. His heart would be clean. His hands would be clean. His mind would be clean. His heart would be pure. Amen. Above all, he wanted faith. Are you hearing me? More than houses, more than land. We've got to want to want faith. I'm almost through. Come on, Shay. You see, you can't keep sickness from coming against you. You can't necessarily prevent yourself from financial collapse. You necessarily can't prevent your children that you've raised in church all your life backslide and go the ways of the world. You can't prevent the outer circumstances of life that buffet and batter. When we look at Paul's life, it was defeat after defeat. Oh yes, he won victories. But the thrill of victory was known because he suffered a lot of agony of feet. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I know it's calming down just a little bit, but I'm talking to you. You can't help what comes against you in this life. Man is born of trouble. Man is born of a woman in a few days and of trouble. Are you hearing me? Trouble. Trouble. Anybody? Their whole life spends all their health seeking wealth. And then when they finally get their wealth, they spend all their wealth seeking health. Are you hearing me? But the most important things in life, the best things in life, are not always free. You hear me? Listen to me. The faith life puts first things first. It gives first place to the soul. What you've got to be more concerned with holy habits than with temporal things. The number one thing, you've got to have a clean mind and a pure heart. Today you come to this service and you come confused, you come disillusioned, you come seeing double, if you will. The devil has fought you and there's trouble on every side. You feel like you're sinking, you feel like you're drowning. You feel like you were on the horse and you were coming like the old knights. And they knocked you off the horse. And you're just waiting for them to turn their horse around and come back and thrust you through with the sword. But listen to me. Paul said, above all, taking the shield of faith that ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Paul was a man of faith. What kept Paul going was Paul was not a man that concentrated on a single battle, but he concentrated on the campaign. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Listen to me. Get your eyes off your single battles. Get your eyes off your failures. Get your eyes off your defeats. There are going to be times you will be defeated. There'll be times you've been set back. Are you hearing me? But you cannot just look at the single battle. You've got to look at the campaign. Come on now. Are you a man of faith? Are you a pilgrim and a stranger? You'd search for a city? Come on. Let's get out the old telescope. Woo! Right here tonight, we're in a heavy battle. Right now, you're under fire. Right now, the enemy's coming against you. Amen. But I looked ahead. Hallelujah. And faith takes the long view. I saw a holy city. Amen. The New Jerusalem. Amen. Coming down from heaven. Hallelujah. The kingdoms of this world shall be the kingdoms of our God. I want to tell you, we can't look at the battle we're in. Amen. Let's look ahead. Let's look to the future. Amen. Don't wait till the battle's over. Shout now. You know in the end we are going to win. We've read the end of the book. Faith is going to triumph. Faith is going to overcome. You can't afford. Right now, my shoulder, Brother Tony, back there is just killing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bodily, I don't feel good. Amen. But I've got the shield of faith. He ain't took my faith. Hallelujah, sister. Amen. Maybell, I'm waiting for you to come out of that wheelchair. Amen. But you know what keeps me shouting on this side? Amen. He doesn't have your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, thank God. As long as she has faith, there's hope. And as long as there's hope, we've got a supernatural, wonder working, miracle working God. Oh, glory be to God. I'm telling you, amen. Do you have the shield of faith in your hand tonight? Would you stand all over the building? I know we got to have a baptism. But I believe Brother David wants me to do whatever. Did I make myself clear to you tonight? Did you get what I was trying to tell you? Was I clear? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Having a shield of faith doesn't mean everything's going to be comfortable. Everything's going to be easy. But having that shield of faith is meaning that the devil can't get in our innermost spirit. Come on now. That's where the battle is, in the arena of the mind, in the arena of the heart. Come on now. But you see, the devil beats us out on the front, because if he beats us in our body, or if he beats us, amen, with a failure, he makes us think, hey, you'd have never failed if you had faith. Amen, you never would have failed if you would have had faith. But I'm telling you, brother, amen, you might go down on the battlefield, but don't let him take your faith. Keep the shield over your heart. Keep the shield over your mind. Amen, keep the shield. Are you hearing me? We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of His testimony. Lift your hands and praise Him.
Oh, I'm not giving up.
Hallelujah.
I'm not gonna turn around.
Come on, would you lift your hands and praise
Him? By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown. Someday, well, I'm gonna keep holding on.
Oh,
to that nail-scarred head.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I'll just hold on. Holding on.
Oh, would you praise Him around the building?
I'm not giving up.
Hallelujah.
I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'm gonna wear a shining crown.
Someday,
well, I'm gonna keep holding on.
Gonna keep holding on
to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I wonder tonight. Amen. Is there someone Hallelujah, that the devil's been buffeting you from without. You were thinking, hey, I must be a failure. Too much trouble in my life. Amen, but you realize that it's the devil buffeting you, trying to get that faith. Amen, from within, trying to sour your spirit, trying to make you critical. Would you come? Is there one here? Is there one here? Is there one here tonight? Amen, 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 amen. Come on, somebody, somebody. Hallelujah. You want to come around these altars and pray. Hallelujah. I know we got to baptize this brother, but if you need to pray, we want you to come for a few minutes and just show God. Tell God, Lord, I'm still in the battle. I'm still in the fight. Give me the shield of faith. Help me to stand. Would you come? As they sing, come on.
Oh, I'm not giving up. No, no, I'm gonna keep going on. Devil, I'm not giving up.
Come on, come on. Say, I'm not
and
giving
I'm
up.
I'm not gonna turn around.
Oh, I'm gonna stand by faith.
By the grace of God, I'm gonna wear a shining crown.
I live by faith. Oh, hallelujah.
Someday, I'm gonna hold on.
You might rock my body with pain.
You
can't have my faith. Hallelujah.
I'm going to keep going on.
Come on tonight.
Keep going on.
You can't.